You're on a path in the woods, and at the end of that path is a cabin. And in the basement of that cabin is a princess. You're here to slay her. If you don't, it will be the end of the world.
Smoking cigarettes again. It's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. Trying to make my body feel like something that I wanna do. For who? Back up on the pony like the baby's baby on the news. Fuck yeah, I'm phony, but I sell it like it's something new. That true, that true, that true. And I drink like a fish, I still don't know how to live. But I made it, can you hear it? Yeah, I'm living in the twitch like a big motherfucker. I don't know where mommy is, but she's so proud of me.
Sylvan Esso kicking off the podcast this week. That song is called Hot Slob, taken from their new album, which is out in September, which looks to be called Ow and then the infinity symbol. I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce that Ow infinity or whether I'm supposed to just say the word Ow forever for all of time. I'm not doing that. You can't tell me what to do for all of time. I'm going to call it Ow infinity. Sylvan Esso. The song is called Hot Slob. They're also on tour, as well as the album being out in September. They're also on these here UK shores in September to celebrate its release. Go and look them up and then go and see them. Hello, my name is Ben. I am the one shouldering the immense responsibility of guiding you through this week's Edit Radio podcast. And it's a responsibility that, like all of us here at Edit Radio, I take very, very seriously, as if the fate of the world depends on it, because you can't prove that it doesn't. Stick with us, though. We've got another 45 to 50-ish minutes of the very best in music, both new and used. So I bid you welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 830.
Control. this night will never go.
I've always loved that, but now probably even more than ever, I think. I mean, that's a perfect example of like 1980s where the songwriting and the performance and the production all came together to form. I mean, 1980s pop music is some of the best pop music that there will ever be, surely. I mean, you've got some amazing examples, but that song, Laura Bragner, Self Control, when you put everything together, for me, right near the tippy top of what pop music could be. Laura Bragner and Self Control, taken from her third album, it's just off the same name, and a song that really unites generations, because after its popularity in the 80s, it also became incredibly popular due to being featured on the video game from the early 2000s, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Indeed, sometimes when that song is on, sometimes when I close my eyes, I imagine it being the 80s, and sometimes when I close my eyes, I imagine myself driving around an imaginary Miami in a car that I don't own in a way that people would not approve of. Laura Bragner, Self Control. And the whole reason I'm playing that is because in a little over 3 months, the next installment of the Grand Theft Auto video game series is due to be released in November this year. GTA 6 comes out. It's been more than a decade since Grand Theft Auto 5. It's going to be a monumental cultural event for people like me, you know, nerds. Stick with us in the podcast this week. I've dragged myself in from what is a very beautiful summer's evening out there in the garden, but it's made it all worth it to come in from the beautiful outside into this little indoor studio. It's been made worth it because of the quality of the songs we have coming up for you on the podcast this week. Stick with us. We've got stuff for the likes of Charlie XCX, Caroline Rose, and an amazing new song from Genesis Owusu coming up soon. I haven't played you a jingle yet, though, and I feel compelled to do so. Here we go.
Edit Radio.
Up next, also new, this is the Bug Club.
The full moon beckons. The day of reckoning awaits. The witching hour is upon us. And nothing matters, nothing matters like it did yesterday. Just yesterday, I learned how to say bonjour, which means hello in French. I'm sure of it. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Then the full
stop!
play my solo now.
If nothing means anything, and I'm just a little bit mood, floating in the ether.
Some of Wales' finest, and let's be honest, also some of Wales' most adorable. The Bug Club are the band, taken from a new album out now called Every Single Muscle, out on Sub Pop. The song is called A Good Day for Dying. I love the summer. I'm feeling very summery, in case you can't already tell. Yesterday, my wife and I went out into the city to celebrate. It's been 10 years that we've known each other, 10 years since our very first date, although it took us ages to have a second date. But so yesterday, to celebrate 10 years of knowing each other, we went out to the city, and London in the summer is one of my absolute favorite places to be. You know, I'm somebody who, my social battery and having to have conversation with people will drain me in the blink of an eye, and I was already feeling pretty tired. But I found, put me in Leicester Square, one of the busiest tourist spots, in the height of summer, surround me by people who are all coming in from various different places, different ages, different purposes, different experiences. As long as I don't have to talk to anyone, I am alive. I'm so full of energy surrounded in that crowd. And it was beautiful to see London in the August light. Had a great time. Genuinely speaking, I cannot remember what my point was supposed to be for even starting the story. So I'm just going to say the point was to play you a song that reminds me of summers gone by. Celebrating 20 years of existence, this is Midlake and Young Bride.
To really love you.
I used to lick cream of strawberries in the summer. Maybe I fucked your dad. Just kidding, I'm only saying that for effect. But my point is, I think people can change. I used to jump on trampolines with no underwear on, and now I basically just wear trousers. Do you get me? No, you don't get me. No, you don't get me. No, you don't. It's the truth, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a bad girl anymore, I promise. It's the truth, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a bad girl anymore. Wink, 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 wink. It's the truth, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a bad girl anymore, I promise. Say scream if you wanna go faster. But then I sold my Porsche. My friend Rostam told me I dress like a slut, so now I shop at APC. I don't know why you don't believe me. I don't know why you don't think you could be an angel girl. No, you don't get me. No, you don't get me. No, you don't get me. No, you don't. It's the truth, and I gotta be honest.
If you're trying to get onto the internet the other day and you couldn't get onto the internet and you wondered why, and it was showing that you were connected but for some reason nothing would connect, I think it's probably because all of the world's bandwidth suddenly diverted to YouTube when Charlie XCX released a video for Wink Wink. Oh my, that is a woman who knows her power. Charlie XCX, taken from the new album Music, Fashion, Film, which is out right now. You know you're a big deal when you release an album called Music, Fashion, Film, and you get for the front cover of your album John Cale, Marc Jacobs, and Martin Scorsese to represent Music, Fashion, Film. That's a trio, isn't it? Music, Fashion, Film also, rather fittingly, has a film to go with it. I know Taylor Swift has pretty much got the world of pop music quite sewn up and probably always will have, but I reckon Charlie could take her. She's been acting too, right? Was it in the horror film Faces of Death recently that she was in? I mean, I've not seen it, but I've heard about it. I don't think she's turning up at Fright Fest, the horror film festival that I'm going to in a few weeks' time in that there London. But I will keep an eye out for her, you know, just in case she turns up to do some acting. Charlie XCX, Wink Wink. Before that, celebrating 20 years of release. Midlake are the band. Their album The Trials of Van Occupanther was released in July 2006, celebrating 20 years. That was my favourite song for that album, called Young Bride. Oh, not to get too distracted, but if you are a big film fan and you like horror films and you are into kind of art housey kind of stuff, I fully recommend that you check out the new film from Jane Schoenbrunn called Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma. If you're a fan of Blood and Gillian Anderson, I hear it's got those two things in it, as well as loads of other things too. Jane Schoenbrunn, amazing filmmaker. Their previous film, I Saw the TV Glow, is what I think is an absolute masterpiece. Go and see Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma. I'm going to stop talking now. To come on the podcast this week, Genesis Owosu and an absolute dance floor banger. Something from the recent albums from Mountain Goats and Dead Pioneers, and also something else related to video games as well. But first of all, Caroline Rose.
I was born
Caroline Rose is the act. The song is called Yip Yip Yow. I think that's Latin, isn't it? Isn't it? You know, I'm not even sure. Caroline Rose is one of those acts where I'm never quite sure if there will ever be like another release. So whenever there is like new material, I'm always pretty damn happy. I don't think there's even been an album announced. I suspect if there is another Caroline Rose album, that song probably won't be on it. But that song is a song that she wrote about 10 years ago. She finally has a version recorded of it that she likes, and thus it has been born into the world via Bandcamp. Caroline Rose, Yip Yip Yow. And now we slay the princess.
A woman said to me, "Your words are nice and all, but they seem really angry. wherein I stated that truth is sometimes hard to hear, that anger is a perception more than a thing that inherently is, and those words are positive when you consider I get to say them openly without having my hair cut against my will or punched in the face or my scalp forcibly removed from my head. These words don't sound angry. These words aren't just words. They're proclamations of hope, an inflection of righteousness. Because there is such a thing as righteous anger. You ask if I'm angry because I use words like injustice and inequality. They ask me if I'm angry because I say words like genocide, racial superiority, and colonialism. But are these words of anger? Aren't these words from your colonial language? At that time, I met someone, and within 28 seconds of meeting him, not looking me in the eye, an ocular dismissiveness, speaking to me as though speaking to the wind. Are you an Indian? He said. Yes. So I guess you get a check from the government then. To which I corrected him, saying that if we did get a check from the government, it'd be soiled with the blood of my people, who paved your roads with their bones for your so-called civilization. And he snapped back, aggressively telling me that I'm a militant. A militant? Militant? The assumption that I'm angry because they know we should be mad? They know our resistance is a protest to their policies? The policies that would take everything from us. Not just our lives, but our resources, our culture, language, tradition, stories, legacy, then death. But militant? Militant denotes invasion. Who invaded who? Who brought violence and death? Am I angry? Am I angry? Am I angry? Am I angry? My only sin here is being indigenous in the 21st century. My emotion is a house you built. My anger's a lot safer than your mass shootings, your genocide, your lynchings, your secret police, your cop killers. Am I angry? Am I angry?
Scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.
Took me by the tongue, but I'm fluent again. I like the way you cut me. Can you do it again? This poison got me feeling like I'm human again. You put up all the walls, I go through it again.
Get up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up off the dance floor. Get up.
took me by the tongue, but I'm flowing again. I like the way you cut me, can you do it again? This poison got me feeling like I'm human again. You put up all the walls, I go through.
Whoa. Gosh, how to unpack these three songs? Three very different songs. How about reverse order? That was Genesis Owusu, the incredible new single called Human Again, featuring Kai. I'm sure it was only a few months ago that Genesis Owusu released his recent album. And that is like a standalone single that's just arrived out of nowhere. And it absolutely has blown my mind. Genesis Owusu featuring Kai, Human Again. Coming to a dance floor near you, if the world has any sense, though, let's be honest. Probably doesn't. Before that, taken from the much recommended new album from Dead Pioneers called Wagon Burner, the song is called Seeing Red. I don't know if you probably don't have to look too carefully between the lines to be able to answer the question, am I angry? But if you enjoyed that, do go and check out both the new album called Wagon Burner and the album before that called Post American. It will do more for you to understand Native American issues than, for example, watching Dances with Wolves again. So go and do that. Before that, piano. I don't know if you noticed, but football was supposed to come home after the World Cup, but due to a clerical error, football has gone somewhere else, and there isn't any Premier League on yet. So without football to distract my ears, I need something else to go into my ears and into my eyes, and I chose the video game Slay the Princess, which is a horror adventure. It's kind of like Choose Your Own Adventure. You are told at the start of the game that you are, by the narrator, that you're on a path in the woods, and that the end of that path is a cabin, and in the basement of that cabin is a princess, and your purpose is to slay the princess, because if you don't slay the princess, she will end the world. And you have to try and work out, with various like options that you can select and directions you can go, why you're being asked to slay the princess, is the princess a threat, and why, no matter what you do, do you end up back at the start of the path to go and slay the princess. So you've got two voice actors in the whole thing. One of them is Nicole Goodnight from the No Sleep podcast. The other one is Jonathan Sims from the Magnus Archive podcast. Both of them established horror podcasts. But it's all brought together by an amazing soundtrack by a man named Brandon Boone. It really just completes the piece. I laughed. I cried. I actually cried. Because ultimately, even though it is a game about going to slay a princess, it is also, as it happens, a love story. Brandon Boone, featuring Amelia Jones from the original soundtrack to the game Slay the Princess, I played you the Shifting Mound movement 1. I've spoken so... If you followed all of that, then bravo, I've spoken so long. I have some relief for you, though. I've got some good news if you made it through all that. The good news is there are only 2 songs to go. This is McCluskey.
Haters waste the eyes that haters waste, but haters don't forget a face. That's why we give them all the good drugs. Yes, haters waste the eyes that haters waste, but haters don't forget a face. That's why we pin them to our chest. Though they admire you, they won't be watching your town. Though they respect your crowd, they won't be tuning in, they're sorry about that. they'd rather die. Yes, haters waste the hours that haters waste, and though that effort seems misplaced, you must admit it gives them purpose. Haters waste the odds that haters waste, and though that effort seems misplaced, you must admit it brings them joy. Though you complete them, they won't be singing your song. Though they admire your, of your concert with anyone. Yes, haters waste the hours that haters waste, but man, you own your own mistakes. That's right, you own your own mistakes, but not your back catalog.
Big ending. Taken from the most recent McCluskey album, which is, by the way, amazing. The album's called The World Is Still Here and So Are We, taken from the brilliant McCluskey album. That song was called Hate the Police. And that's it. We are done with the podcast this week. There'll be no more talk of horror films, horror games. You have survived and made it to the end. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. Tom Crook and friends will be here next week to guide you through another selection of music. And then the week after that, I do believe Barry Dolan is back in the saddle. You should just come back week after week to enjoy free music pumped with love into your ears. Because I hope the love shines through. We love everything we do here at Edit Radio, and I hope it comes through in the podcast. In the coming weeks, I've got some big times ahead of me. I am going to go to the Fright Fest Horror Festival, but also I've got a blood test coming up, I've got physio coming up, and I've even got the dentist coming up. What can I say? I got to 45 years old, and my body just started falling apart. I'm going to leave you with a song by the Mountain Goats. Their new album is called Days. It came out a handful of days ago. From it, I will leave you with the excellent song, Candlebox. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
3 years on the local circuit. Played twice at the county fair. And the second time, Ben, our friend who worked the business, and said a guy from a label was there. There were two more like him at the next show, staring us down like hawks. And there was love in the air, and all the money was there, and we were going on tour with Candlebox. Acid-washed blue jeans you could ever want underneath the bus. Sound guy, schedule guy, driver, and three bunks left for us. You sleep like a baby when you're still young, and dumber than a bag of rocks. 25 tight minutes, 7 nights a week, 8 weeks without a break for Candlebox. At their desks the day Hannibal crossed. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you what the video cost. Windswept silence at the hen house. Nobody's catching up with the fox. But if we ever find Ben, we'll probably do it again like we were young men. As we were then, with Candlebox.